just about the time I was thinking about maybe trading in my 2014 Raptor. I took the opportunity last week to run across southern Arizona, down in some of the most beautiful country in the whole state, the Cochise County, Santa Cruz County. Love that area down there. And had a couple passengers with me. And they just couldn't believe how that truck ran and how it handled the washboard roads and how we could travel comfortably and safely considerably quicker than the other trucks that we were trying to hang with. So I'm probably going to hang on to that old Raptor for a little bit longer. But we did pick up a Ranger. Raptor came from Sanderson Ford. The Ranger came from Sanderson Ford. All the F-150s and 250s in the fleet came from Sanderson Ford. Jennifer's Expedition came from Sanderson Ford. My daughter's Explorer. When we're shopping cars, we're shopping Ford as the Romero family. And when we're shopping Ford, we're going to the number one dealership in America, Sanderson Ford, located right here in Glendale, Arizona. You can't go wrong. And I tell you what, for any of you new people into town that have moved in and are looking for establishing a relationship with a car dealer, I couldn't encourage you enough to get over and meet the people at Sanderson Ford. It's no hassle. It's no arm twisting, no ear pinching. It's just, let's sit down and talk about this new vehicle or certified used vehicle. It's all done professionally, like no other car dealer I've ever been at. Sanderson Ford, if you're car shopping, car shop Ford. And if you're shopping Ford, go car shop Sanderson Ford.
Continuing our conversation, we were on the line with Peggy talking about a little bit of remodeling that's required for her shower in a little town in the White Mountains.
And she surprised me on a couple things. She mentioned she had an actual quote from someone that was going to replace a shower for $2,000 or include the pan removal for $3,000. Give me a little more information on that, Peggy.
So replacing it would be repairing the pan and replacing the shower because of the way it's built. It has cultured marble or faux marble.
Okay.
So they would remove it and fix it. But in order to do the job under warranty, the price went up $1,000. And I don't know who to trust up here. That stunned me, as I mentioned. And I'm just at a loss of where to go next. There is a tub attached.
Okay. Are they a licensed and bonded insured contractor?
Yes.
Okay.
And they've been up here for quite a long time.
Okay.
So and happened also to be my neighbor.
Okay.
Which makes it a sticky wicket.
Yeah, it does. Honestly. Yes, it does. It does. That adds a dimension.
Well, I will say one thing about small town contractors. If they've been around a long time, you can't really be a dishonest contractor and stay in a small town very long.
They run you out pretty quick.
You just run out of customers.
But adding a warranty for $1,000, I would just need to know a lot more about what it is he's seeing. Is the tub coming out and you putting a shower in?
Well, that was my thought later, because if they're going to have, I would like a bigger shower. Seriously, it's about one person's width.
Okay.
You barely turn around in it. It's really small. So I thought, well, we're going to go to the expense and the remodel problems. I'd rather just have a bigger shower and or add maybe a clawfoot tub, a small one. I don't use this gigantic soaking tub. It's a jacuzzi. The shower is a jacuzzi.
Okay.
It was, it's a set.
Well, I think we'll have to go offline, and I'll have to have you send me a couple pictures, because the prices you're telling me are astonishingly low, very low. And I'll tell you that if we're going to come to a home in our service area and fill in a sunken shower, put in a pan, put in new surround walls, You're not going to do that without replacing the plumbing fixtures and update those good. You probably are going to update some lighting. There isn't any way we can get in and get that done for under $20,000. So I'm extremely perplexed on what product is he planning on using and what exactly is he trying to get done. Because for $2,000, he's getting in and out of there in less than just a day or two. Is there a permit pulled? Are there going to be inspections? And because he's licensed, bonded, and insured, he has to warranty the work. Technically, warranty's not the right word. But if he's licensed for 2 years after he completes the job, you have a right to have the work inspected by the registrar of contractors. So there's a lot more I'm going to need to get to the bottom to for you, Peggy. I hope in sharing my questions, I've helped educate other people that might be listening. Now, one of the things we were talking about before we get to Betty or Mary is this concept of welcoming your neighbors and knowing who your neighbors are. Jennifer, you did a little research on a couple apps. One I've got to where I use quite regularly.
Well, what I did was I just Googled Neighborhood Watch. That was what we did in the old days, is you had Neighborhood Watch. And if you have it in your neighborhood, it's a little logo with a boogeyman and a line through him.
Yeah.
And that means that that neighborhood has a Neighborhood Watch and there are eyes on you. So that's a really great way to protect your neighborhood. And to get those started, it's a matter of recruiting your neighbors, contacting the police. They have a program in place where they can help you define maybe what the issues are and what you might be looking for and how to keep your neighbor safe. But in the digital age, they have married up with the Nextdoor app, which we happen to use, and it's wonderful. You can get notifications, push notifications of things going in your neighborhood. You can ask questions. Hey, who do you use for this and who do you use for that? And it's just a great way to meet your neighbors. Of course, Neighborhood Watch wants you to meet your people in person, and they would encourage you to use that app to invite your neighbors to an event or maybe meet somebody for coffee or that sort of thing to really get to know people. But, we had a situation in our neighborhood recently that called for the police, and we will discuss that under the topic of Airbnb in the next segment. But, it was really great because it was 2 o'clock in the morning. You pick up and there's notifications on your app. I heard this. Did you hear that? I see this. I see that. So it gives you a layer of safety just because you know what's going on. So anyway, if you sign up for the Nextdoor app, you can sign up for your own neighborhood. And then it's supposed to be, I'm sure there's ways to hack into that, but it's supposed to be people in your very immediate neighborhood.
It is supposed to be. And I was on it just yesterday because I get push notifications of people looking for plumbers or painters or whatever, and I try and help them out. But one homeowner in the area said, be very careful using this website, because I was looking for a painter and found out the painter came from all the way across town, wasn't one of my local neighborhood tradespeople. And he confessed to her, oh, I give artificial addresses in all these, so I get all the inquiries from the best neighborhoods. So so proceed with caution, but Nextdoor has been extremely informative, I think, as well as with our Ring doorbells.
Yeah.
I know more about what's going on in my neighborhood. I don't leave the house unlocked anymore, I'll tell you that. I used to go off and leave it unlocked all the time.
Well, Nextdoor, I just wanted to tell you about one little great resource on there. It's called the Virtual Neighborhood Watch Guide. And they have about 10 things on there of things to be watching for. You know, maybe somebody driving around the neighborhood too many times that you don't know, or somebody maybe walking up to a neighbor's house and you don't know who it is. Or maybe it's somebody coming as APS and they don't have a truck or a card.
Right.
Or it's somebody telling you they have great product, they use your neighbor's house and they have some left over. Just all those things that we talk about in keeping safe, but you are never obligated to open your door. But anyway, this is just one more layer to keep yourself and your neighbors safe.
All right. Let's get to Betty real quick, and then we'll get to Mary, all on hold with questions about their house, home, castle, or cabin. Good morning, Betty.
Good morning, Romy. I live out in Sun City West, and we have an aluminum roof over our enclosed screen patio. And this is about 35 years old because I think it went up with the house. in the past year or so, we have noticed some little pinholes, and when we get a driving rain, we get some drops coming down into the patio. And there's one section where it appears that two pieces are put.
Oh, man.
Uh-oh. We lost the call. I will tell you, in Sun City, the aluminum roof shade covers, I'm going to give you the same name that I gave just a minute ago. It's Booth Built. He's actually located out in Glendale. Give him a call, Tom Booth, 623-979-3339. And he'll be able to talk you through all the options you have for making the repair of that old leaking unit, or whether it's time maybe we have to completely replace it. So Tom Booth, Booth Built. Let's see if we can get down to Green Valley. Mary wants to talk about hanging a picture.
Hi.
Good morning.
Hi. Thanks for taking my question.
You bet. What are you trying to get done?
Well, my walls are cement block, and I want to hang pictures. And I'm not really sure how to do that on cement block.
And how heavy a picture are we trying to hang, Mary?
Well, I don't think they're particularly heavy. The biggest one is probably 18 by 24, and the rest of them are quite small.
Okay.
So we're not talking a big weight. I just didn't know that whether I could pound a nail into a cement block.
Well, they make special nails called cut nails that are made to be put into concrete block and or the mortar joints. The dilemma is when you get that painting centered where you want it, you can't always count on being able to put that cut nail into a mortar joint because it won't center the picture where you want it. So you could do an 8-penny cut nail. The other thing you could do is you could get a masonry drill bit and drill a 1/4-inch hole and get a 1/4-inch plastic zert or lead sleeve and set a screw in there and then hang it from there. If you're going to hang anything over about 5 or 6 or 7 pounds, that's what I would recommend. If we're just hanging real lightweight products, you could probably get by with a cut nail. But I'll tell you, Mary, setting a cut nail is a little bit tricky if you're not used to it. Try and do it somewheres that it's not going to show. If you don't hit it just right and you're going to crush your finger or you're going to take a chip out of the wall. So go to a back patio around the corner by a closet. Try pounding a couple 6-penny cut nails into the wall to get the feel for it. And then you'll be set to go inside, do your layout, determine where you want to set it, and set it. The important thing about cut nails is don't just peck at it like a woodpecker pecking at the wood. Put it where you want it and try and just swing it 1 or 2 times really good and set the nail hard. If you're not used to cut nails, go to that drill bit, go to the plastic, we call them plastic zerts, or the lead sleeve, and that'll be a great way to do it. You've got a couple great Ace Hardware stores right there in Green Valley that can coach you through it, show you exactly what you need. Mary, we appreciate the call. Thanks a million.